Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Comedian Josh Wolf. He's got a gig coming up on the internets. About a half hour from now, he's going to phone promote that.
I think if you're one of a dozen people who gets invited, you can see it live.
And you can all watch it at home. And Brad Williams is going to phone the program tomorrow. Brad's actually at a comedy club in Salt Lake City this weekend. I'm anxious to talk to him actually after that event, too, to find out how it went. Nick's got a gig in November, and it might be full house by then. Who knows?
I hope so.
Think positive.
We had an email from a lady yesterday that said that's the only thing she has on her calendar.
I know. I saw that.
Is a trip to L.A. in November, so she's going to miss you.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Otherwise, she would have liked to come see you.
All right.
Y'all, maybe we'll have something in December.
Yeah, maybe.
And L.A. is better.
Let's think positive.
L.A. Griswold.
I'm joking. I'm not thinking positive. Griswold. But the audience has
LA.
To first think positive.
She'll be west of Omaha.
Yeah.
A lot.
Mm-hmm. What's up, Craig?
Apparently, Lori Loughlin and her husband have agreed to a plea deal in that what they call the Varsity Blues, the college admissions scandal.
Yeah, that wasn't their original strategy. They were going to fight this.
He wanted to fight it. She wanted. So what happened? What's the deal?
She is going to have to serve 2 months in prison.
Good.
And pay $150,000 in a fine and have a couple of years of supervised release with 100 hours of community service.
You know what, though? If she'd have pled 2 years ago, it would probably been less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
the
yeah.
husband, Massimo Giannulli, will serve 5 months in prison,
uh-oh,
a $250,000 fine, and 2 years of supervised release with 250 hours of community service.
He's going to have to sell a lot of tops at Target,
man. They knew
to make
they,
up for that.
They knew they were done. They knew they were done.
Yeah, they would. They would have probably gotten something more like Felicity Huffman if they had just done this
right
at the beginning. Like, they'd have been in for a week.
Mercy of the court. We're stupid. Sorry.
Yeah, they'd have been in there for a week.
Had they cooperated originally.
Right. She'll be in prison for like 3 days.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. They're going to be both in L.A., and they say it's too packed, and people are coughing on vaginas in here. We can get sick. Yeah, listen to the whole show.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. You could have served your time before the virus.
Right.
Now is not a good time to be in a prison.
No.
5 months, that gives him enough time to redesign the jumpsuits.
Well, Cohen's out now. He'll be in this.
He's going to be,
in his house for the rest of his sentence.
House arrest.
Is there ever a good time to be in prison?
Well,
no.
When you're
pre-coronavirus.
Yeah, when there's not a deadly virus going around.
Yeah but
I mean, if you have to be there.
If I were in prison 6 months ago, I wouldn't be saying, it's a good time to be in prison. Yeah. Good thing I'm here now.
It's a better time.
Better time. It is a better time.
To be in prison. If you have to be in prison,
mm-hmm,
you know, this is not the time.
Yeah, the worst time to be in prison would have probably been during the Spanish flu pandemic and this pandemic.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So anywhere in between. 100 years, 102 years.
Was the best.
Is the sweet spot. That was the best time to be in prison. And most of the people we're talking to have been in prison. We're in prison at a good time, apparently.
I thought you said most people we're talking to have been in prison.
Now, there's a chance he's right on that.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that.
Single Americans are hoping to score by being immune to the coronavirus. The New York Post reports that individuals are posting the results of their COVID-19 antibody test on their dating profiles.
Man.
At least one matchmaker says she is also including possible past coronavirus infection in her matching process. Some dating apps, like one called Samore, are also working with tech companies to include health screening features.
I'm COVID-free and I poop sitting down. Yeah. You're a catch.
Watch out for these herpes, but I don't have the Rona.
So the Kardashians are still filming, keeping up with the Kardashians.
Are they really?
Yeah.
No, they're all in the same house.
No, they're not. They got a bunch of different houses.
Well, they all see each other on a regular
basis.
I'm sure
they do.
Okay,
yeah.
It's probably safe.
They zoom
all
in.
All right, well, how do you film?
Well, you got to bring a crew in, I would imagine.
No, you don't. Apparently, at least two full episodes of the second half of season 18 are going to be entirely made up of footage shot by the family members themselves. Every Monday, a showrunner drops off iPhones to the security teams and picks up the ones that they've used to film themselves each week, which is about 16 hours of footage, and then they edit that. So they're all filming each other, or themselves, however they do it.
And the video quality is getting better and better when it comes to phones.
Oh, it's top-notch.
Isn't that funny? Somebody's just dropping you off phones. You're just videotaping everybody around the house saying stupid stuff, and they're going to hand you buckets of cash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
My daughter watches that 90 Day Fiancé.
Mm-hmm.
And she turned it on the other day, and they were filming it themselves. But right. It was like just when you just can't think, don't think anything can make a show worse. Like, they had a 12-year-old, just like the phones all over the place, and like the shots, it was like nauseating.
You said the video quality is better, but it's also, I've seen the previews. I don't watch a show. I haven't watched a show in 15 years, but maybe longer than that. But, you know, American Idol is all from their houses. All these singers, these singers just record themselves in their balconies singing. It's like, and then Seacrest is in his living room, and the judges are other places. I'm thinking, this just looks brutally horrible.
Yeah.
Well, it did with a crowd, but now it's not even a crowd. You know?
And the video quality is better, but lighting isn't.
No,
you have to be lit well.
You're right.
To make the video quality count.
You're right. The lighting is always
If you're not lit well, you're still going to look like crap.
Right.
Yeah, it's always going to be better in a studio. But what are you going to do now?
Did you watch the race last night?
I turned it on for a second because I forgot it was on. I'm flipping through. ESPN's at 206 on DirecTV, and FS1 is 219. So you just click, 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 click. I said, oh, the race is on. I turned it on, and it was dark and empty.
Yeah. Are they going to race twice a week now to make up?
Who won?
Are we going to do Sundays and Wednesdays?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what the schedule is.
I think there was I think I saw seven races in the course of like two or three weeks.
Right,
or
I heard that too.
Just to get back on
the
schedule.
The Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway is on Sunday. Denny Hamlin won. Apparently it got shortened by rain.
Oh, it did.
By about 20 laps, and Denny Hamlin ended up winning.
Yeah, I saw the crowd scurrying. Oh, no, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
It's just weird.
This is where?
I think even the driver's gun.
This was Darlington last night.
I know the drivers don't care. When you're racing, you're going 200 miles an hour, you're not looking out the window at the crowd, but it's still just got to be weird. Like, you know, why are we doing this? Nobody's here.
Yeah.
Nobody's here.
Did they just sleep in their trailers for the past few nights?
They probably did.
Because they raced there Sunday, right? Or was it Saturday?
They live there.
Those trailers are pretty nice.
That's they, you know, a lot of these places, they're living there. Yeah, that's where their base is.
I'd be more interested to see them race from, like, city to city where the next race is.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
In the NASCARs on the interstate.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah, most
of them. There'd be a lot of deaths, but it'd be great.
Well, it'd be good TV.
Are based in and around.
You're just going
Charlotte.
Down the highway. Who's that coming? You see eight cars come behind you, NASCAR flying past you.
drafting on each other.
So we're like one step from Running Man at this point.
Yeah, basically.
We're just going to be death and destruction TV.
We are now less than a week away from what NASA calls a big day for our country. Astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley arrived at the Kennedy Space Center ahead of Wednesday's launch to the International Space Station. They're going to be the first astronauts to blast off from U.S. soil since 2011. Flying aboard SpaceX's Crew Dragon capsule and then spending a couple of months at the International Space Station.
That might get bigger ratings than normal because we're all at home. Looking for something to watch.
Yeah.
You got that space boner story?
I didn't write it up. However, the space boner story is basically that there's just not as much blood in the midsection in space as there is on Earth. On Earth, there's gravity. In space, there's not, and so it just kind of, you know, it just
in space, no one can hear
out.
You chub. That's the line.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just the positioning of the blood and gravity is. I didn't look or I didn't write it up yesterday.
So they're worried about knocking people up if they have to live in space, right?
I don't know.
Right. I think they're
no,
just
they're not worried about that.
Yeah, I think they're just curious.
No, they, yeah, I think this was just about achieving.
Yeah, but you have to achieve, if you want to knock somebody up in the right way, you have to achieve something.
Yeah.
So these dudes are just flaccid on the space station for years.
But it also has to do, it got into the weeds because space reduces the number of red blood cells flowing through your system. And so that lessens the amount of oxygen-rich blood that is in your penis. And then the low gravity affects how the blood is pumped through the body.
So there's got to be a way around that.
Well, you can get it.
You could put on some G-boner suit. Somebody could devise one of those.
You can get one, apparently...
You just have to send the astronauts up with strange.
Apparently, it's difficult to maintain.
Because, the fighter pilots wear those G-suits, so they keep from passing out when they, get to 7-8 G's.
Right.
Keeps the blood in their head.
So you need to just put on like 5 or 6 pair of that compression underwear for the gym, but cut a hole in the center.
They say it's tough to maintain once you get it going, though,
exactly,
too.
Exactly, puss.
In that's space. Is it,
I got it. I got this figured out.
Is it tough to maintain around Uranus?
No.
Okay.
No. Jeez.
Well, let's just fly there, then.
Yeah. Testosterone levels drop in space.
Just take a couple laps around Uranus. Space boner problem solved.
Like, space is mind-blowing and interesting and all, but I haven't been hard in months.
I laughed at the end of that one.
Yeah, and so there's all that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Astronomers say an orange cosmic spiral could be the first direct evidence of the birth of a planet. The European Southern Observatory shared a photo they believe shows the process of matter collapsing into a new world around a star that could lead to the formation of a baby planet.
Jesus threw it out there. Here's another one.
So it works. More than 500 light years away from Earth.
That's
so
how it
looking
works,
into that.
Man.
Oh, so it's been happening for a while.
Yeah. The plaintiff in the Supreme Court case Roe v. Wade says in a new documentary,
I saw this,
she became an anti-abortion activist.
Because?
Because she was paid to be an anti-abortion activist. She did not feel that way.
She was on her deathbed, basically. She's got oxygen in her face. I saw that, and she was saying, yeah, they paid her.
Norma McCorvey, also known as Jane Roe in the case that legalized abortion in the United States, is the subject of a film that highlights her journey from abortion rights advocate to anti-abortion voicer. Prior to her death in 2017, she had not said she had not changed her mind about the topic, but told the director she said what she was paid to say. And so they interviewed another guy that was involved in this at the time, and he said, you know, I worried about that at the time, and that's my fault that we didn't do more about it.
Well, the anti-choice people always spouted off that, you know, she changed her mind. She was against abortion.
We've heard that for years.
Yeah, well, and she was, because they paid her.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That's what she said out loud.
Deathbed, she had nothing to lose. She on her deathbed.
Because they paid her.
Right.
Well, she could have said no.
I know, but apparently she needed the cash.
No, she needed money.
Yeah, she was broke, broke.
Yeah, she needs to make a living.
And they paid her a bunch of money to say this. And on her deathbed, she said, no, they paid me.
Now, it wasn't a, if you say this, we'll give you money exact kind of deal. It was more, here, you say this. This is the kind of thing we want you to say. And she never told them specifically, you know, I don't feel this way.
What about George Soros paying all these people to go into gay pride parades?
Good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point, Todd.
That will be the counter-argument to this.
Of course it is.
George Soros paying lefties to do whatever.
You can see more about this Friday on FX, a.k.a. Jane Roe premieres Friday on FX.
Because George Soros bankrolls all liberal activity.
Libtards.
Yeah.
It's a fact.
Our abortion's down because nobody can go to abortion clinics.
Yes.
All right.
I guess.
Hangers are up, though. Sale of hangers are up.
So, apparently NASA is developing an anti-gravity C-ring.
Good.
To help for the space boners.
That is good, Dave.
Thank you for your work, Jerome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's about time.
Here's another. I found this story interesting as well. A salvage operation is underway to cut into the Titanic and retrieve the Marconi telegraph machine used to send distress messages the night the boat sunk in 1912.
It wouldn't be just
that rusted. It sounded very much like that.
You say that's the sound it made.
It's hilarious.
Western Union. Sorry.
It's hilarious.
Greg's talking in Morse code.
That was Tyler talking in Morse code.
Yeah, but I wasn't stuttering.
What do you call it?
That's how it sounds when you're typing in there.
He was buffering it. That's what it sounds like.
The RMS Titanic Company hopes to uncover secrets about missed warning messages and distress calls from the ship, but their case renews a debate about access to the ship. A lawyer for the company says that they will try to avoid cutting into the ship and instead enter through an open skylight. They were given permission from a federal judge Monday, and they will begin their recovery efforts this summer.
That's because the people were entombed in there, right? Bones are, at least, at this point.
Yeah.
All right. Is that why they were never allowed to cut in that bear?
Yeah. It's the grave.
It's a grave thing, right?
Well, at that depth and that temperature, there may still be something preserved.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it may be more than bones.
I remember the famous scene in Jaws when there's a hole in the boat and the head flies out.
Yeah.
And you just poop your pants. That's what's going to happen there. Whoever's going down in there is just going to see a lot of floating heads.
That would be so creepy.
Yes.
It really would.
Not it.
Well, it's just got to be eerie. It's got to be weird being that deep in the ocean to begin with.
Yeah, you're right. It's pitch dark.
Then you just got all those people entombed on the boat.
Right. And you got just basically a spotlight on your head flying through there or swimming through there, excuse me.
Well, at that depth, can they even be outside? I mean,
would
have to be some sort of sub that
that's
you didn't
right.
be in.
That's
I don't think you could dive at
that's
that
right,
depth.
Because the guy that did the movie went down in that sub thing, right?
You'd be crushed.
You'd have to be escorted by a bunch of those fishes with headlamps in front of them.
That'd be helpful. Yeah. That'd be helpful. Yeah.
Whatever they call those fish.
Did you see these?
They call that Mr. Limpet fishes, I think.
They show a young Leonardo DiCaprio showing up backstage here when Michael wins the very last, one of the last ones.
No, it was the last one. It was 98.
The last one, right? Yeah. He comes back to say congratulations.
According to a new survey of over 1,000 American adults, the majority of participants say they struggle to sleep beside their partner. And it's gotten worse since the lockdowns. 75% in this particular survey believe that sharing their sleep space results in poorer sleep quality. 25% say that sleep has become more difficult lately since the virus. Another 35% say that they're just about ready to take a so-called sleep divorce. and buy a separate bed for themselves just to get some sleep.
I got a buddy of mine where he and his wife have the sleep divorce.
Is it because somebody snores?
He has the bed tinnitus, so he has to have noise.
Like, what kind of noise?
I stay at his place once in a while. His noise is sports radio.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's noise.
No, I'm not sleeping with that dude either.
No.
Any kind of radio, I can't have on all night.
Yeah.
I mean, when it gets too hot in the room, we'll put a fan on just because it's cooler. But otherwise, no, I can't sleep with a TV on.
I mean, that's the crux of it. But, you know, he gets up at 5 in the morning. She sleeps in. So they have totally different schedules, and he needs the noise. So.
He needs the radio.
Hence,
to kill the noises in his brain?
Yep. Hence the sleep
divorce. I understand the constant hardcore snoring, but just wear some earplugs.
The snoring is the number one reason people want a sleep divorce.
Yeah, and I think a lot of guys who snore excessively probably need to get on a CPAP machine.
And women.
See, I'm the exact opposite of this. Every now and again, she'll be gone for work, like out of town, and I always sleep like crap when she's gone.
Right.
It's just something off in my brain knows that it's not right.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it. I wish I could sleep better, but it happens every time.
Call me next time she's out of town. You obviously just need a warm body next
day. Well, I just need you to stay the night.
Yeah, no problem.
Of course
instead of leaving.
Yeah. As long as you're allowed to stand on your toilet, he's fine.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
You reach over and Todd's gone and you can't get back to sleep.
Yeah.
I won't
leave you.
So the number one answer for people wanting to not sleep with their partner was snoring, and then different sleep schedules is the second one, and constant tossing and turning. And then the next one seems really odd as well. It seems odd that they can't sleep because their partner struggles to sleep, which seems like it would have been any of the top three.
Right.
Yeah.
Electronic devices and 5% just can't sleep due to the partner's sleep disorder.
And it's funny how when you're first with the lady first couple of weeks, you're just all tucked up in there, falling asleep with your arm, going to sleep.
Cuddling,
all that crazy stuff.
I'm telling you, first night I stayed the night at her apartment, she had this, she's like, we're not going to sleep touching each other. Just you, once we're done, you go over there, I'll go over here, and that's fine.
Who said that, you or her?
She did.
Yeah, a guy can't get by with saying that.
No,
he can't.
Yeah. And a guy might need that. Okay, I'm going to.
I was fine. I was completely on board with it. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for letting me in there. Don't touch me.
Pound me and roll off.
That did stick, right?
It did.
Okay.
It did.
I was just playing Puss's Woman.
Whatever, dude. Not the first time you played that role.
No.
Nope. Comedian Josh Wolf, when we get back. If you missed Dr. Mina earlier, check out the podcast.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.